Hello. I see you're awake now. Don't move too much. Relax. I know you're a little bit uncomfortable now, but trust me, I'm going to make you feel very nice in a while. You'll see. Now. There's no use in struggling because you won't be able to fight your way out of my bondage, no matter how hard you try. I know you must be horrified right now, the way I've trapped your entire body up in my unbreakable silk, except for your head and your cock. Can you guess why, human? Too stunned to speak? Then, let me tell you all about what's happening now, and what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. You see, it's mating season for spiders, and I'm feeling ravenous. I've been so horny, consumed by primal, filthy desires. I'm thinking about it non-stop, every day and every night. Oh, to feel myself being filled to the brim. Can you really blame me though? I'm a lonely girl, and I'm in heat. Every night I'm consumed by vivid, filthy, wet dreams of sucking, fucking, and totally dominating a male until I get him to fill me with his essence. It's enough to drive a girl crazy when her needs aren't met. It's my biological imperative to want to mate. And with me being so intensely in heat, I couldn't go on any longer without fulfilling my urges. I wanted to make my dreams come true. But for that, I needed to seduce an unsuspecting male. I can be a little shy, and I didn't want to leave the comfort of my home, no matter how horny I've been lately. So instead, I set up my deadly web outside my cottage to trap my victim. And you're it! After you got stuck in my web, you fought to escape it for a few good hours before you got tired and gave up. You looked so adorable in your sleep. Then, I spun silk around you to make you into a helpless cocoon, brought your wrapped body inside, and spun a new web, which is the one you're laying in now. I even woven hearts into it. See? Isn't that romantic in a dark, twisted kind of way? I know this is a lot to take in. You're trapped in a dark, creepy cottage by an evil little spider girl. You're totally helpless to me. You're at my complete mercy. I can do whatever I want to you. I know I might seem nightmarish and otherworldly, but actually, you and I aren't so different. I've heard human males can also shoot a sticky white substance. I've been so lonely here in my little corner of the woods. And no male spiders have visited me. So sad. I guess you'll have to deal. Truth be told, I've always been fascinated by humans. The way you have two strong, sexy legs instead of eight long, wispy, graceful legs like mine. Even if a miracle happened and you managed to escape my web, You probably wouldn't be able to escape me anyway. I would easily outrun you. If you think I'm scary now, just imagine how scary I would be if you had tried to run away from me. You know, female spiders eat male spiders when they're done using them. You're not a spider, but if I were you, I'd be on my best behavior. The look on your face, scared and confused, yet lustful and yearning for more. Yearning for more of whatever this fucked up experience is. Yearning to be toyed with and used by an evil little arachnid brat. You look like you're still feeling nervous, so I'll get you to lower your guard by lulling you with the feeling of my tight, wet mouth around your... Feel so much better after that. After being bewitched by the hypnotic pleasure of how well I can work my mouth. It's like you're falling deeper into my web of seduction. I'm terribly sorry to interrupt the cocksucking. You look like you're really enjoying it. But don't forget, I did bring you in here for a specific purpose. Look at you. Now that you're throbbing and standing tall, ready to burst at any moment, it's time to complete the mating process. Finally, after all this time of aching for my pussy to be filled by Emil's cock and his hot, thick rubs of cum, I'll finally get what I want, and I'm not letting it get away. I know you're trapped in my web and there's no chance of you escaping, but I'm going to make sure my chance at getting your semen doesn't escape me. I'm going to help you stay erect, so I can totally empty you of your essence. I think I can become quite terrifying when I'm completely possessed by my lust. So, to avoid the chance of you being consumed by fear, after I so carefully lulled you into a sweetly stunned, compliant boy-toy state of mind, I have a preventative measure. I'm going to wrap the base of your cock in a ring of my silk, like a cock ring. I'll need you to stay at full mast so you can forcefully shoot every last drop of cum inside of you into me, because I need all of it. Don't skimp out. Here you go. Around and around and around your cock, my little silk ring goes. There. Firm enough to keep you erect, no matter how scared my crazy might make you. To mount you and fill my cunt with your big human cock. Let me just get at the right angle and so full. Your cock is totally filling my pussy. I'm stretching it out just like I dreamed of. So you can see all my eyes piercing through you while I'm riding your cock. Letting you see how much I fucking want you. Inside me. I know I'm getting close to obtaining your precious semen. You see it on your face that you're about to come. Yes, empty your life essence into me. And don't even think about being selfish, because if I can tell you haven't totally expelled every single drop into me, they might not play so nice. I'll be able to smell if any semen remained inside of you. And trust me, you don't want that to happen. So give me what I want, and I'll play nice. Yes. Don't hold back. Give it all up for me. Oh, my pussy. Inside me. Thick, sticky, gooey, just how I always dreamed it would be. I'm filled. You had an impressively strong cum shot too. I got me a wish of my cunt being filled, just like I've been thinking about for so long. I can smell that all your life essence has totally left your body. There's not a single drop left in you. Good boy. Now, you know what happens next, right?